I've asked several people that I'd see in the store. They know who they are, and I've asked them to pray that I can get paid full time where I can have days that can have 8 hours.
Yeah.
Days off, and you know, today I was sitting alone at my house, and he just showed me how good this church is.
Praise God!
The people in it, he placed me here a long time ago, and I just thank him for what he's done in my life.
Oh, yes!
He just, you know, when he saved me, I didn't do everything I should have, but you know, today I know where my strength is, and that's in him. And
praise God!
That little girl got saved.
Way. And I'll tell you this, and they said, the God in heaven, I'll tell you, there may be a time or two that was missed. And my brother Josh, I can tell you in an honest heart, and before God in this congregation of assembly, and Chloe, I'll shake your hand, amen. I thought I wouldn't hug her either, amen. After 2 years, or how long it's been, there ain't been a morning or a night, and that I ain't called that little girl's name out before God. And just spread that thing out there. And I said, oh God in heaven, I don't know what she needs, but I'm trusting you. And sometimes you think, man, we get in some big services and think, this is it. This is it. And then we go home. And I thank God, I'm a trusting you. And then we get in another good one. I'm not the only person in here thinks like that, am I? And when we start getting in a good one, and Brother Jones and I get to thinking, I wonder who's a coming tonight. I wonder who's a coming tonight. And then they go on back. And you get to thinking, Lord, I'm just a trusting you. But I'll tell you what I thank God for. I thank God whenever the Bible says, in John 15, when he's come and said he'd always speak those things which he's heard. In other words, when Jesus talks to him, he talks to us. Hey, thank God. He could have used any means he wanted to. But God in this divine time has chosen to speak to us through the Spirit of the living God. Hey, that hath an ear to hear, and let him hear what the Spirit say. And then thank God when I talk to him, I talk to him by the same Spirit of God. Oh, this is one of my favorites. Y'all know it, but one of my favorites. And whenever you get over there in Romans 8, what is that? About verse number 26, I think it is. You'd have to open up and look there. But I think it's verse 26. And when it says that we know not what to pray for as we ought, but boy, I can't. I like how it starts about mess that thing up. It said the Spirit, helpeth our infirmities. Yeah. For we know not what to pray for as we ought. Yeah. And so the Spirit itself helpeth our infirmities with groanings which cannot be uttered. Ain't it a blessing, thank God, and to know that you can't mess praying up when you're praying in the Holy Ghost, amen. And you just come and say, here it is. And God says, I'll take it from there, amen. I'm telling you, God's not dead, and God's not distant, and God's not deaf, and God's not dumb, amen. Better thank God for it. Let me say this to you. God's not in the dark either. The last time they left him off, Brother Butler, last time they seen Joseph, they dropped him off in a pit. They said, man, it's dark. But now here he's standing out here, and it ain't dark no more. Amen. I'll tell you this, man, it's come on me, made me so happy. I'll tell you this, they didn't know who he was, but he knew their past. Yeah. He knew their present. Yeah. And he knew what was getting ready to happen in their future. Yeah. Right. Is that right or not? Right? And they're standing there, and they're saying his family's real bad. He said, y'all don't know the half of it. We're just 2 years into this thing. And there's 5 more years coming. He said, but I got good news for you. He said, God sent me before you. How to take care of you. Amen. What you intended for good. Not for evil. God intended for good. How can you know? And this passage shows us he's not in the dark. Now what would you have done? Somebody throwed you in the pit. Left you for that. You tried to help him, I guess, wouldn't you? Tried to love on them properly. You'd have thrown them in prison. Amen. Yeah. You got this same old redeeming nature I got. Yeah. You'd have said right now, you would have listened. I'll tell you what we Baptists would have done. We might have helped them, but not before we said when they bowed down and they, I told you so. Yeah. Yeah. We like that. Yeah. We like that we're right in your own ways. Yeah. Yeah. Now I'll help you, but first you've got to understand. I've been listening. I told y'all before you threw me in that pit. Had to thank God now, look at where we're at. He's not in the dark. I'll tell you, second girl got to thinking about all the things we think he's in the dark about. They didn't know what was going on, but he did. They didn't know where they came from, but he did. I'll tell you what he could have done. He could have named off their names. He could have said Reuben. He could have said it was you. Juliet was you. He could have went down the whole list of everything that they'd ever chose to do. But in this hour, when he's standing right in front of them, even though he's not in the dark, he's trying to help them get in the light. Ain't that a blessing? Smile at me right there. That makes me happy. All right, I got to tell you this. I thought I might preach 13 more, but I'll put them in my quiver for some other time. I'm going to end on right here. I'll tell you one thing else they found out. They found out he wasn't done.
Right.
Are you listening? Standing right there. And the last time they saw him, they thought he was done.
Yeah.
I imagine when they took the Savior off the cross that day, put him in that tomb. Oh, that big old scholar in front of him. They said, he's done. He's done. And they didn't know he was just getting started.
That's right.
There's a lot of things started. I'll tell you this. Let me show you how good he's been to us. I don't know about anybody in this. I don't know how I ended up in Jeremiah somehow or another. Let's turn back to Genesis 42. I want you to watch this. I want you to see how many some folks that you come in this thing and you think, man, God must be dead. He must be distant. He must be deaf. He must be dumb. He must be in the dark. Hey, it's a lot of things that God's not doing. But I'm going to tell you this. Look up here at me and smile. And know beyond any shadow of a doubt that however this thing finds you, that God ain't done with you.
Amen. Amen.
I'll tell you how it is. I'm getting there slowly but surely. I'm in Exodus right now. I'm keeping it going backwards. Amen. Watch what your Bible says here. Verse number 25, Genesis chapter 42. Genesis chapter 42, verse 25. Bible says this. Then Joseph commanded to fill their sacks with corn. He said, restore every man's money in his sack. Give them provision for the way. And thus did he unto them. I'll tell you what they found out. They found out you couldn't buy it. Y'all glad for that? Here's what they had. All they had was a sack. Wish I had a sack. All they had was a sack. Oh, Joseph said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. He said, I'm going to fill that sack clean, flat. Lord ever filled you up like that?
Amen.
Yeah, I mean, you walked out of there. Two grocery, what they call them, pokes whenever I was a boy. Two pokes, chock full, brimming over. The Lord just sits back and you say, man, that's good. But that ain't all that there is.
No.
This story don't end with him filling up a few sacks, laying down a few asses, a few donkeys. That's not where this story stops. No, he ain't done. This is just the Chloe, this is just the start of the Lord being good to you. Starting today. I mean, he's been good. That's so mean. Man, I'm telling you what. You divide your life between what the Lord done before and what the Lord's done since you've been born again. Ain't been good to you.
Amen.
I'd be running around with 32 grocery bags under each arm filled chalk up. You know how it is when you're a young man, you thought, I want to see how many of these I can hold. I feel like that when I'm born again. Sometimes I walk out of this thing and think, boy, you've been so good to me, I can't even hardly hold my hands up. Just carrying all this. And the Lord says, no, listen, look at me, Barry. Don't get too excited. If all you carry is sacks, because that's not all there is. Watch what God says. He said, man, says, y'all need to come back to me, and I'm going to finish right here. I want you to watch me. Watch what the scripture says to me. Here the Bible says, Genesis chapter 45, verse number 25. That's for those of you that like Bible numbers, somebody help me on that one out there. Amen. Praise God. Bible says in Genesis 45, verse 25, he said, they went up out of Egypt and they came to the land of Canaan unto Jacob their father and told him, saying, Joseph is yet alive. He's governor over all the land of Egypt. And Jacob's heart fainted, for he believed him not. They told him all the words of Joseph which he had said unto them. And when he saw the wagons which Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of Jacob their father revived. And Israel said, it is enough. Amen. I thank God. Listen, I mean, they could have stopped, and all that I had was sacks full of their arms, but the Lord was sending wagons. Amen. I mean, listen, thank God. Sometimes I think we're satisfied with our pockets full, and the Lord's trying to give us truck beds full. Happy, listen, you can have as much of God as you want, friend. And if they're in that place, I'm as satisfied with just a few handfuls of corn. And God instead said, leave your stuff up there. You don't even got to worry about it. You just come on down here and the whole land is yours. Is that right?
Yeah.
They thought he was not. They found out. He's no us.
Yeah.
I said, there's no way you can help us. No way. This thing's done went too far. Thank God. And then Joseph, all of a sudden, on a happy day, I'm not going to get too much into this. I want to preach this on another day. Boy, on that day, when they're all standing there in front of him, he says, everybody that's not a part of my family needs to get out of the room.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
Let that sink in your heart.
Yeah.
He stands up. He tells everybody that's not part of his family, they need to get out while he deals with his family. I can run on that one, praise God.
Yeah.
And then when everybody else is out of the room, he begins to reveal who he really is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. But when he does, everybody in the whole building gets to crying.
Yeah.
He gets to crying over them. They get to crying over him.
Y'all ain't with me.
I mean, there's going to be a day.
Yeah,
man. Man, he's not. I'm going to tell you this. He's not going to be delinquent. That's the last thing I'm going to say about it. When it comes time for him to come, he's coming. Everybody else is going to be out. God's going to take his family in.
That's right.
Whenever I go up there with him, he reveals himself to us. We'll look back and we'll say, thank God we knew you wasn't dead. Thank God for all those times we thought you was far away, but really you wasn't near as far as we thought you was. Thank God for all those times we thought you wasn't hearing us pray. And God says, what about all these right here? How many lessons agree when God starts revealing all that? Oh, what a happy day that'll be. I'm glad there's one that is not. Now listen, you may be here today and you don't know him. Tonight could be the night you get born again by the grace of God. Let's stand to our feet. Stand to our feet. I've cleared my heart. Allison, Josh, and Donnie, whoever's going to come sing. Maybe you're in a place of guilt. Maybe you're in a place of grief. Maybe you're in a place where you've told the same lie so many times you've started to believe it yourself.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I'm going to tell you this. What you need to be mindful of tonight is there's one that's still very much on the throne of glory. Let's sing some good song. What are we going to sing?